Wonderful good morning. Nice that you're watching. Nice that you're listening. Nice that you're here. Let us start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your beautiful presence. We thank you for your overwhelming grace, your kindness, your generosity towards us. And we love what you think about us. We love how you see, how you perceive us, Father. And I ask that as you spend time together this morning, that you would reveal your heart and your mentality towards us. I pray, Lord, that my words will not be my own words, but what will be said, but straight from your heart, Father. I pray that you'll just come now and speak to each individual, that everyone who listens, who hears, who watches, that they'll just, that you'll just catch them right where they are, that they'll hear something for them that will help them throughout the day, that will help me throughout the day. And I give this time to you that not some empty philosophy will be shared, but something straight from your heart. You're so good, Father, and we love you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So this morning I want to talk to you about a question of mentality. Something I think is very interesting and something that's really, really important, because what we realize is when we go through life and how we react is often something that is rooted inside us, something how we perceive life, how we perceive God, and how we see things. And I want to open the Bible together with you in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. And we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his plan and purpose. So, what we see here is, and we know with great confidence, that God causes all things to work together, which is pretty amazing, because what this means is that we know that when we go in a situation, in the end, God will make all things work together for good. And maybe you're in a position where you say, hey, I completely believe that, and if I would ask you now, do you believe it, and you would say yes or no, I think there would be mixed reactions. Some people would say, definitely, yes, of course. And some people would say, well, when I look at my life, I don't know. And you know what? If you're here this morning and you're saying, hey, I believe this, I know it to be true, that's amazing. And I just encourage us to move on with that. But if you're at a position in your life right now where you're struggling to believe that, then I hope this morning that Jesus will encounter you in a way where you can start believing it. You know, when we go through life, we will always see and have situations that are challenging. We will always have moments where we wonder what is going on, what is happening, why is this happening? And sometimes some people, of course none of us, they buy into the lie that when you become a Christian, suddenly life will be perfect and you will have no challenges anymore. But the truth is, you still have pretty tough challenges. Sometimes things that are really hard. But the difference is that you do not go alone through these circumstances. When a tough situation comes, you are not alone. That is the difference when you become a believer, that you know before you had to go through things that were really tough alone, and now you have a heavenly father. You had a heavenly father before, but when you accept him into your life, you know that he's with you in every circumstance. And I love how the Bible says, hey, he will work all things together for good. So you know that when you're in a situation and things aren't really that good, maybe it's not the end yet, and maybe we don't understand what God is actually trying to teach us in this moment, or we don't understand how God is going to work everything out for good. And I think that's where faith comes in, knowing that when situations get tough, when life gets tough, we have that, we need to have that perspective that, hey, God is still good, and that God will make all things work together for good. We can have that perspective, hey, even though this situation happened right now, God is still good. A few months ago, last year actually, my wife and I got a new car, and which was really a cool thing, I would say. And I shared this at youth last week, and we didn't have this car for 1 hour, and a truck crashed into it, and we were like, what, why, what's happening, you know? And it was like in the beginning, but like the first few minutes weren't the most holy reactions, I would say, probably. But after like a few hours, I remember I was able to laugh about it. And you know what? Hey, God is good. Even to this day, we don't know why that happened. But you know what? In the end, I don't care. You know, because it was in the end, hey, it's everything's still working. We got it repaired now. It's great. And hey, God is still good, even if something like that happened. And that's maybe something peripheral. It's maybe something minor. You know, some people go through stuff where a loved one dies. And it's completely on a different level. And, you know, and people ask, hey, why does that happen? And if you talk to people who knew someone who died prematurely, we know that those people, when you talk to them in a strong faith, they say, hey, to this day, I don't know why it happened, but I know this, God is good. And that is, in my opinion, a conviction you get through spending time with Jesus, through getting to know him and know that he means well with you. And I want to jump to John chapter 3, verse, and I'm reading from a very famous verse. Actually, I don't think anyone needs to open it because I'm sure you know it off by heart, but I'm still going to read it. John chapter 3, verse 16 to 17, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I'm going to repeat the last one. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Well, so what this means is, hey, God loved the world, he loves you so much that he gave his Son for you. So that means he sent the Son, as we see in verse 17, not to condemn the world, but to save the world. So when you go through life and you go and you mess up, I messed up, we ought to have that mentality where we know, hey, wait a minute, why am I condemning myself right now? It's here we can read, God did not send the world to condemn the world, but to save it. So God is not condemning me. Why am I condemning myself? You know, so it's so important that we realize, hey, we have this possibility that we can come, that we read that in Ephesians 3:12, in whom, in Jesus, because of our faith in him, we dare to have the boldness of free access, which means we have the privilege of coming to before the throne of God with boldness, with courage, with this mentality, wow, I can come to the Father, no, I will not be denied. If you have given your life to Jesus, you have the privilege of knowing that there's no condemnation for you because you are rooted in Jesus. And I want to encourage you that when you go through life, when you go through situations and things sometimes happen that are not the best, we do not understand them, what we do know is God is good. And I want to encourage you that you would have this perspective, hey, my life at the moment might be tough. My life at the moment, it might feel like I'm struggling, but the truth remains, God is good. And that does not change no matter whatever obstacle we face. The thing is, when you go through life and you would, let's say differently. I want you to think about when you got up this morning, what were the thoughts that you had? When you went to morning prayer, maybe you're on the way to your work, to your job right now, what is your mind dwelling on? Is your mind on knowing, hey, today will be a great day. This is the day the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. And I have faith God will make everything work out to my good. Or are you more worried? Are you feeling anxious? You know, and I'm not here to condemn that or to make you feel bad. What I am trying to point to is like, hey, when you go through life, when you go through situations right now, how do you perceive things? What is your mentality? It is definitely, as a child of God, a question of mentality. It definitely is like when we go through life, how do you react? And that is my challenge, that when you go through life, that you would today, when you go through life, that you would have this mentality that no matter what is happening, you have that faith that God is good. Because sometimes life gets tough, but you know God is still God. And God is still good even when God is still good when your life goes good, and God is still good when your life situations are bad. And the thing is, we have to, and we have no other choice but to be completely convinced of that truth. We need to have a focus on Him. We need to be so grounded and rooted in Him that when the waves come, that we will not be shaken, that we will not be stirred over. Like the Bible, that parable, I would have to quote, I'm not really sure where it's written now, but it says like, hey, are you rooted in sand, or are you rooted on a firm foundation? Like that song, I love it so much, how it says, Christ is my firm foundation. And it is so true, because if Christ is your firm foundation, what that actually means is that when situations get tough, you are not shaken. So when you think about your situations, when you think about your life, when you think about how you reacted and how you go on situations, how did you react? Where are you now, and where do you want to be? Because I want to tell you, hey, there's no condemnation right now. For that, if you're at a point right now where you say, hey, I'm still struggling, I want to have that faith. And I want to tell you, hey, God loves you so much. He's not condemning you right now and telling you, you bad person, why, where is your faith? No, he's stretching out his hand towards you, and he's encouraging you to trust him. And you know how you get that faith, that firm belief, is by spending time with him, by getting to know him. When you have the mentality that with Romans 8:28, that you know everything will work together for good, then what you know is, hey, I'm going through a situation right now, but that doesn't change anything. That doesn't change how good God is. That doesn't change His plan for me. God is not surprised. God is not like sleeping, right, something happens in your life and you see, oh, I didn't see that coming. No, He's not like that. He knows every detail of your life. He cares for you. But what He wants is also us to have that faith, to know that when situations get tough, we are strong in Him. That is what it means also to mature as a Christian, to not be shaken around by a wave here, but to be strong. And I want to close with Romans 5:8. But God demonstrated His own love towards us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So maybe you're in a position right now where you say, hey, I don't know God. Or maybe you're in a position right now where you say, I don't know how God feels towards me. Then I want to, or I do so much bad stuff. Hey, I don't know how is it with God. I want to encourage you. Romans 5:8 says, hey, God proved His love, that He sent His Son while we were still sinners. So while we were still making all our mistakes, while we were still in unbelief, He died. So if you're in a position right now where you say, hey, yes, I'm struggling with believing that God is good in these situations. Yes, I'm struggling with knowing when something happens that God has a good plan. Then I want to encourage you to read this verse and realize, wow, there's still so much love, there's still so much acceptance there, and I can grow in this area by reading the Word, by reading so many truths. I read four verses to you this morning where you can just see the Father's heart, and if you start to believe the Father's heart, you will believe that when something happens, God is there and He will make everything work together for good. Amen. Thank you, Father, for being such a good Father. Thank you, God, for being such a loving God. And I pray that wherever we are in our life right now, whatever we do, wherever we are struggling, I pray that you would just meet us where we are, and that you would take us into a new way, into a new path where our faith will be rooted in you, our thoughts will be rooted in you, and our strength will come from you. Everything that we are derives from you, God. And I pray, Lord, that you would strengthen our faith, that you would strengthen and embolden us to go steps that we thought we could never do before. I pray that wherever there's doubt that things will work together for good, I pray that you would just release faith over us this morning to know that every situation will work together for good because you are for us. And our hearts and our mentality will be shifted in a new way, where we know that when life gets tough, hey, you're still God, you're still good, and you will stay the same forever. Amen.